Welcome to the Amaka Opara podcast. My name is Amaka and I'm so happy to have you here today. I am excited but a little disappointed that we don't have lights, which is almost like a norm in this country we call Nigeria to not have lights on a regular. But we know that change is coming, good change for that matter. And if you don't still want to give me light, I know that I'll be getting a solar panel very soon, so I do not have to be bothered whether or not they decide to give me light. With that being said, how are you doing? How are you really doing? I know with the whole lessening of restrictions when it comes to the lockdown due to the rural. People are more mobile, places are opening up for business, except schools. And I've been having to quote unquote homeschool my 4 year old for a while now. And I feel like I need to even get paid for my work, because that one on its own is another work entirely. But this is like week three. Oh my goodness. It's like week three of the homeschooling situation, and honestly he's getting much better with concentrating and getting his work done early. So the thing is, he knows that if he gets his work done early, he gets to watch cartoons without me quote unquote harassing him, telling him, oh no, stop watching cartoons and all that. So he's always excited to get his work done early, which is good. And then after, he plays with his building blocks and other things that children do, including scatter the whole house. But it's fine. It is fine. But one thing I have really learned about myself this period is that I can actually get a lot of things done than I previously used to think I couldn't. Let me put it this way. With this whole situation, usually I always give myself the excuse that my son is around, therefore I can't get work done, which I knew was an excuse. But now that I've been put in a situation whereby I cannot use him as an excuse anymore, I get to get a lot of things done. And it's funny because I could have just done that before. But and the annoying part is, I get a lot of things done and we don't still have a nanny in the house. Like, then we even had the nanny at home. She comes daily to clean the house, do laundry and all. Now, for the past over 1 month, she has not been here and I have been doing everything and I have still been able to get a lot of work done. I launched a course, working on another one now. Recorded videos for my YouTube channels, both of them, for both podcasts I'm working on. Like, I've been getting productive things done and I'd be wondering to myself, why was I giving myself all the excuses before? Like, I still chill, I still watch TV, and let me tell you, before we go any further, I love watching series especially, and the ones I've gotten hooked on recently are Evil. I watched the whole season one in like, call it one full day. Like, it was like a 24-hour almost binge session with breaks in the middle, and it only has like 13 episodes in season one. Very interesting. If you haven't watched it, please go and look for it. And the only downside, let me just tell you in advance before you see Amaka sent you, it is very scary. Like, I don't know, it is like a psychological thriller / horror situation. That's my description. So it's a bit scary. So try as much as possible not to watch it in the middle of the night, like I did for the first like couple of episodes. Please don't be like me. And I love the whole series. I love In the Dark, and I'm happy that it's back. The season is back, and season two began like about 3 weeks ago. So I'm very excited. Flash is back. Legends of Tomorrow. Supergirl. I really don't watch. What's his name again? Batwoman. I might try. Arrow, that I used to watch, they've ended the whole season. Interesting. Which other one again is on CW? I don't watch Riverdale, or I haven't been watching Riverdale. So, and then Katie Keene. Those ones, like, maybe when I'm you know, in the mood. I might just start from like season one and start binge watching them. But yeah, Evil is really good. In the Dark, really, really good. Flash and all that are regular. But the one that I cannot wait, or the ones I can't wait to come back, are Supernatural and Legacies. Like, Legacy is my jam. I just love it so much. And I love Supernatural too. The upside with this whole slowing down, quarantine, lockdown, pandemic situation is that we have had to like extend the end of the whole season. And for those that don't watch Supernatural, Supernatural is on season 15, yeah, and this is like the final season. So like, I'm happy that it's I'm looking happy that it's being stalled though, but yeah. And then Legacies too, I'm really excited about it. Which other one did I watch? I watched Charmed. The new Charmed is like a bit different from the old one. So this is like the remake of the old version of Charmed, which my mom got me into when I was younger, like in my teens. And it was really good. But this one is on season two. And I feel like a bit let down with some of the episodes. I don't know, the action, the thriller, it's there, but it's not, something is missing. If you listen to this and you've ever watched Charmed, let me know. I feel something is missing. I don't know, maybe it's just me. But yeah, right now, those are the ones I spend the majority of my time watching. And if I remember any, oh, Grown-ish. Yeah, but Grown-ish is on break. It's supposed to be like spring break, but spring break has now extended to May. But oh well, we're in a pandemic. So yeah, those are the ones. So back to my story. I went off on a tangent. So back. So like, I realized that I'm able to still calm down, relax with the series, and I still get work done. Even though I used to think I never had time before. And like, I'm just trying to process more and more the amount of excuses that we all give ourselves as to why we cannot be, do, or have all the things that we desire to. Like, just imagine, like, if you're listening to this, just sit down and think, like, what is that thing that you've been saying that you could not achieve because of XYZ reason? And I really think about it, because I know most times, or sometimes, some of the goals we want to achieve are intertwined with someone else or something else. But the ones that we can actually do ourselves, that are self-included, indulgent, induced, all those ones, like, what is your excuse for not achieving those ones? Like, what is the real excuse? Because if we look at it, there's some underlying fear, worry, that an anxiety that might be there. And those things are false. They feel real, but they're actually false. Whether it's like you're not pretty enough, you don't have the right equipment, which was one of the reasons I never started my YouTube channel back in 2016. And right now I still record all my videos on my phone and I still don't have a tripod. But I still do it. Like, things like that. I don't have the right equipment, my face is not smooth enough to do makeup tutorials, my hair is janky, whatever the thing is. And for some reason, I'm only referring to features related situations. I don't know, but all those ones are just excuses. Like, if you are sure of yourself and your self-worth, whatever anybody has to say to you will just be like a commentary. Like, we attach so much, me included though, we all attach so much meaning to the words we hear from people. Like, I know, yeah, it's a human thing, but what if you just put yourself in a situation whereby you've accepted the fact that people will always make negative comments. People will always make positive comments. But the comments that matter the most are the ones you tell yourself. And as I'm telling you that, make sure you're only hearing or make sure you're only hearing the positive things you tell yourself. And as I say that too, I'm not saying you should be ignorant of your shortfalls and all that. But what makes you human is the shortfalls and the, I want to say high falls, but you guys get the point. The good part and the not so good part about yourself are what makes you a whole human being. Now, your self-worth comes from when you accept and marry those together. Because if you think of it, there are some times when you need the not so good parts of yourself, and majority of the time you need the good parts of yourself. Now, this has turned to like a Tony Robbins situation right now. Like, I feel like I'm on the podium, on the stage, and telling you, you can do it. You deserve the life you deserve the life you desire. Yes. Like, I need to insert like laughing emojis and everything and gifs and all that into this episode so you guys can feel me. But yeah, that is what your girl has to say right now. And I need to go and cook beans because that's what I'm having for dinner. Yeah, that's what I have to share with you today. So if you're not already subscribed, please hit that subscribe button. Join us. Follow us on the Instagram. The link is below. Follow us on YouTube. Just be a part of the family. Like, join us. You love my voice. I know you do. So because you love my voice, just do it, okay? Okay, thank you very much. Don't forget to share and comment below. And yeah, give it to all your family members because they need to hear this too. I will see you on the next episode, which will be next week, Wednesday. And